This is an MUT Radio podcast.
To me, this side, I've changed locations. I don't know if you can hear me clearly. I am now back in Sibaya Lodge. That is where we are currently. And I'm with Miss Morishadi. I practiced this name for so long, but it seems like I'm still getting it wrong. Morishadi. Good morning, Miss. Thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And maybe let's start here with this name here, Morishadi. What does it mean?
Moredi wa Khosigadi. So it, in essence, means princess.
Princess, exactly.
Moredi, Shadi wa Khosigadi.
Which makes sense because you are from the royal house. It's Princess Badao. Thank you so much. And maybe tell us more about where you come from, the Badao family.
I'm from a small part of Limpopo, Skukune region. We are from a mining region. We supply a lot of minerals in the country. Rabinatau, and that is our royal totem. And yes, I'm princess of that side, Kobatau, Babedi clan.
Oh, wow. Maybe tell us about, you know, I was so inspired yesterday. I spent quite a lot of time with you and the other delegates who are also here. You know, and I was so inspired by the work that you do. Please inspire the MUT community as well. Just tell us about your work. What do you actually do?
So I'm first and foremost an entrepreneur. I live and breathe entrepreneurship. I've never wanted anything else growing up. I knew I was going to end up as an entrepreneur. However, by profession, I've got a BA law degree as well as an LLB degree, currently doing my BCom law. Soon might be an advocate soon.
Very soon
I might be an advocate. But my passion really lies in youth community work. So I am part of two NGOs, one as a co-founder and one as a member. The one where I'm a member, I'm the legal advisor and compliance officer. And the one where I'm a founder, co-founder, we deal with youth mentorship of youth entrepreneurship. So I'm guiding SMMEs. And the reason we started that was because we know that South Africa has a plight of unemployment. And as much as we, you know, you hear a lot on the ground saying we are waiting for government to give us jobs, you know, we need to start being realistic that jobs are not coming and we are responsible for our own lives. So what I do is basically mentor youth who wants to be in business, starting from high school level, where we also do career guidance. And then we basically place those youth with mentors, and then we make sure that their companies work out. You know, the way society is designed is basically to give up on youth that's basically not getting A's at school, and we shouldn't give up on that. So we take youth, we mentor them, and we make sure that their businesses work out. We'll be doing joint ventures to ensure that there's basically collaborations. And we basically just want to make sure that we create youth millionaires.
Definitely. You know, you could have done a lot. You are a very successful woman. You've done well for yourself and your family. You could have just say, you know what, I'll live for myself and for my family, and that's that. Why the need to actually look back to the youth and be like, hey, let me inspire others as well?
It's, very, very good question. For me, it's a calling. I've tried to divert and try this, you know, but it keeps on coming back to me. It's just a calling. And it comes with that say that it's a belief that I actually go by. Leadership is, you are born a leader. And that being said, it's just a calling that, you know, if God is to give you a gift, and anoint that gift, you know, you're supposed to live your purpose-driven life. And for me, I would have the option of leaving. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are overseas for multiple reasons or multiple jobs. But if we all give up on our country and say we are leaving because things are not working out, who's supposed to build South Africa? Who's supposed to? This is the only country that we have. And until we actually just put up our sleeves and say, let's work on fixing this country, then nothing is going to happen. And I feel the reason why I directed it to the entrepreneurship direction, SMMEs are literally one of the reasons that's going to get us out of poverty if we ensure that they are sustainable.
Yeah.
And a lot of SMMEs hire a lot of labor, meaning that we can actually, how do I put it? We can actually increase the job market, you know, and give back economically. So if it takes one person to make a change, you know, when Thomas Sankara spoke, he was one individual, and it just takes one person to make a change. And if I can replicate my mindset to the rest of the youth, you know, to start saying that we can't all run away, let's build our country. You know, there's a lot that can change within this country. And that's why I decided to go into this kind of work
that you do. Yes. You know, we always hear a lot of our leaders who are in power. They always speak about 1,000 million jobs in the next 2 years, you know, and all that. You are speaking about mentorship in business. Why in particular? Because maybe you might have, I don't know, your businesses or your foundations, you might have spaces. Yes, you do hire people. But why mentor in business in particular and not say, no, I'll give you a job, I'll give you 100 jobs if I can?
There's a saying, I'm just trying to remember it. But it has to do with teaching someone how to fish themselves. You know, I don't believe in giving out or handing out. Let me hand out a job. Let me hand out a voucher. Let me hand out a t-shirt. I believe in teaching people skills to ensure sustainability. And the reason why I chose to, instead of hiring, to rather give people the knowledge is that I would like to replicate the mindset of being sustainable, you know, our communities. Right now, if we have to go into our communities, for example, and say, let's teach farming, we are teaching you to be self-sustainable. You know, we can't live as a country being a welfare society indefinitely. It's just unsustainable. At some point, it will collapse. Things will come tumbling down. Yet, if you take a number of youth or a number of individuals and you say, let me teach you how to farm, let me teach you how to fish, you know, you are teaching them skills that they can live with. So business, it's no secret that business grows, meaning that you can add on employment. You can actually have enough funds to have an impact and take those funds towards projects that you actually believe in. So it's really a thing of sustainability and growing the country. And it goes back to the previous question where I don't believe in us leaving the country and going for opportunities out there.
Overseas.
And the one core question is, if the rest of the world is investing in Africa, they must see potential in Africa.
Years.
You understand? So why do Africans say, oh, let me apply and go to the rest of the world, whereas the rest of the world is fighting for our minerals, fighting to come to this continent, yet we want to leave as Africans. So I just want to change the mindset to say, as youth, let us all build our continent. Let's build our country. Let's build our continent together.
Wow. And now we are here in this conference, Ye Health. In particular, it speaks on the word of longevity. How do you relate to this conference, to this conference and your purpose for coming here?
So my purpose for coming, number one, is networking. However, it's based on...
you know, nobody would have...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.